20 Day Fiancé.
Hello, I am the inventor of the Flask Mask, which is a wearable mask that you would wear, right now, just to cut down the spread of any droplets from your mouth and nose and protect yourself as well. But inside of the what is looks like the front of the mask is actually a liquid bladder, a plastic bladder that you can fill with your favorite alcohol. So you can fit about 5 shots in the mask, and there's a small mouthpiece within it, so you can be drinking and no one would know. They'll just maybe see your throat move up and down from swallowing, but no one is the wiser. Not even the kids that you are coaching at soccer. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Sophia Alexandra.
Wow. I gotta say, I'm a huge fan. I use your invention all the time.
Thank you.
I am, in fact, using it right now as we record.
Oh, great. That's fantastic. And as most people know, I'm very generous. I intentionally didn't patent this, or when I did, I have a foundation where I just distribute the money to nonprofits of my choosing that are typically run by my family members.
And I think that is how you will go broke. Because I keep hearing you are hiring people from your family, and the last person, if I'm not mistaken, is a baby.
Well, it's
I heard
for
the
payroll
baby
purposes.
Makes 80K.
Yeah, it's payroll purposes, and the baby, you know, the baby has some fucking ideas sometimes.
I don't think that the baby does, and I don't know who tricked you into this, and I feel bad, honestly.
Well, I'll just say this. If you ever have a sort of thumbs up or thumbs down question, let a baby decide. Just put it in front of a baby, give the baby two options. I'm telling you, 99.99% of the time, the baby is incorrect. But the one time they're right, it just feels so good.
Hello, I am the inventor and just the inventor and the CEO, obviously, of the Veggie Wedgie. And that is a thong underwear that I made that you can fill with your favorite vegetables. So you always have a healthy snack on you. And guess what? It's also always warm. So welcome.
Great.
You're welcome. And my name is Miles Gray.
I love your product. I love just cutting up celery and just putting it down there. And then next thing you know, I'm pulling out bumps on a log for the whole soccer team to eat that I coach. Anyway, welcome to this show. This show is called 420 Day Fiancé.
A podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé. But on Thursdays, we talk Married at First Sight currently.
Married at First Sight.
And right now we're watching the season that's free on Netflix, which is season...
Who cares?
Nine.
Whatever.
Right, great.
Look, I'll tell you this. It's called Episode 6, Paradise Lost. I bet the sixth episode in the whatever season that's available isn't called that. Did we do our homework? We did the hard bit.
Who's to say?
Well, you know, we'll see. I think we'll have hard-hitting analysis, you know, like
as
we always
do.
So stay tuned for that. Shall we, I guess, go through this chronologically, just how the episode unfolded? Because there was a rhythm to it.
Yeah, I think they did the thing again where it's like couple, 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 then it's like...
thing, couple, 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 thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, y'all. You know what? What is that? Yeah, that's a transparency bonus because we just made you, privy to how the sausage is made, how the klobasi's friggin' made, you know? Magder, get the friggin' klobasi in here. Oh my God, you guys are gonna love this. You ever had klobasi before? I'm telling you, it's really good. Yeah, so I guess that's what we'll do. And we'll start with your favorite couple, your favorite person on this show right now.
Jamie and Elizabeth.
Or
Beth.
Who
are, hot and cold. And I just see so much of early Sophia in her. And it's truly upsetting, honestly.
Does it really look like watching like video clips of yourself drunk? And you're like, damn, you know, like that feeling, because their moments
worse. It's
like,
worse. It's worse. I'm sober, really? And it's just
more
like
cringe.
Some time ago,
right?
It's really just being. It's really just someone just reading me to filth with.
By being them.
Yeah, with a storyline that just mirrors who I am as a human being.
Oh, I love this. I love this.
It's so mean.
Oh my god. That's another transparency bonus.
Yeah, it's so mean how much
that's
like,
1 million to you, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, that's just you're being vulnerable and we appreciate that. But they fucked. So there's that. They absolutely.
How do you feel? I'm sore. Just kidding. Oh. No, I'm not. You tore this pussy up.
Or did you? I don't know. But yeah, maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. I don't know.
It was
I don't know
awesome.
What he's into. Apparently,
it was awesome. And I guess he fucking
it was so good.
Said he loved her.
That's how good it was.
You know,
or
that's
how needy he is.
You gotta dismiss. You gotta dismiss that I love you if it came during coitus, my honor.
Wait, I'm sorry. Hold on. We will open court, my honor. I'm sorry. What were you saying, my honor? What's the court? What is the case you were presenting?
My honor, I am here to present the case of the coitus, mid-coitus, I love you. And mm-hmm, I'm here to say that obviously that I love you should be dismissed, my honor. It was obtained
absolutely.
Under cum duress, or as cum we dress. As we call it, yes, cum dress. And that is
habeas coitus.
Yep, yep. That's mm-hmm. definitely in the Constitution and the
exactly.
Bill of Rights.
Exactly,
so,
my
honor, I just want to say I didn't hear anything. No, I
so
love
you
these
are
were
saying
honored,
you,
my honor.
So you're saying that by saying that, that is absolutely nullified. It did not happen. You should have brought it up. Why are you being weird? Is
yes.
the official stance of the court, my honor?
My honor, it's not that you're being weird. It's that, like, I know this pussy is good, my honor. And people will say some wild shit, you know? So, my honor, it cannot be held against them. Thank you so much.
Okay, my honor, I appreciate that case. And
my
I will also be
rests,
presenting.
My honor, my pussy rests. That,
thank you. You may put the pussy away.
Okay.
And now we'll hear another case. This is Pussy versus his mom. Mm-hmm. And I think we are trying to determine whether. This I love you was obtained because of the grip, or was it because his mom was in a weird relationship with him? So I don't know what exactly is going on. He
my honor,
be, I,
that pussy
he
is
could be a little
glue.
Vulnerable. Wow, my honor. Okay.
My honor.
Gorilla glue number four.
Gorilla glue number four pussy. Sorry, my honor.
Shout out to that strain. Okay, well then, I think, oh, and I just spilled a lot of shit everywhere with the official gavel. Which is a can of something I will not name, but it got fucking everywhere. Hey, okay. Oh, this will work. Let's take this from the IRS. I'll need that. Okay. Okay. So, my honor, thank you so much for hearing that. I'm going back to just regular me now. I'm no longer in court. And I want to say.
Did you take your robe off, though? Because I can see.
My robe is off.
The robe and the wig.
I know, but I'm just telling you, it's like, you know, low-key. I'm hitting, low-key.
Oh, okay.
I'm on my break right now.
Okay.
But yes, I'm in my uniform.
You're
low-key on my break.
Off the clock.
I can hit the blunt right now. I'm just on my fucking break. I'm not on the clock, so whatever.
Yeah,
it's
you
legal.
Put the nameplate that is on your judging table, like, face down. So that's how I know
exactly.
You can hit that blunt.
It's official. I don't know. Jamie, I'm trying to really understand the root of it. If it really is because of the sex or he's just in such a state of ecstasy over wanting to be needed, being with his new wife, and he has voids he has to fill. Like, what is going on? I wonder if there's more depth to him saying I love you. Because I don't know. I guess we're all different. But
no,
honor,
I know how
I
it happened.
That.
I know how it happened,
okay.
My honor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's
yes, my honor.
That he's wicked boring. And when you're a boring person and you fuck a person that's like low key nutty like me, and I'm not,
oh,
you know
got
what I'm
you,
saying?
Got you. Mm-hmm.
then suddenly it's like so exciting. You don't know what's happening. You're like, I love her.
I never knew the pussy could do me like this. I never knew that she would bite on my nipples and I'd like it. Thought it was kind of weird at first.
Thank you, yeah. Michael McDonald. That's a bonus. Yeah, he just That's came a Michael through. McDonald bonus.
Thank you, Michael.
200K.
He comes in there for the freaky stuff. He likes that. He's a little, you know, does. We know about him.
He does like it.
Yeah, that probably is it. He just, yeah. Good for him then. Then I'm excited for him, if that's what it was. Because that's a feeling. I remember, like, the first time being with somebody who was, like, way better at sex. And I was like, whoa. I suck at sex.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it
yeah.
was like, you know, you were like, yo, I never seen some shit like that. Like, whoa, what the mm-hmm. fuck have I been doing? And like, you're embarrassed kind of too, because it was so good. And they're like,
you're probably thinking about all the people that you fucked before that you thought you did a good job with. Yeah. But you like didn't. Now you know that.
Trash.
My
day.
Dick was trash.
Trash pickup. Put it in the black bin. Yeah, get it out. But I remember those moments, and they're like humbling. You feel so good. You're humiliated, and yeah, maybe what his reaction would be like, "Oh my god, I love you. I'm the old Beth." I would probably just be like, and then be like, after be like, "Yo, fuck, wow." Okay. I love you.
Biggie, can't you see? Sometimes the pussy just hypnotize me.
Oh, please. Please say you need me. But, you know, good luck to them in that sense. But she was a little worried that they had sex too soon. Like, the next day, she's like, I don't know.
She's also so needy about, like, did you enjoy sexy time with me? I'm like, yeah. He said he loved you. Fucking.
Yeah.
I think it's clear it went well.
Damn. But what do you think?
Was it good though?
Was it good though?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was chill. Good? No, it was chill, Beth. It was really fucking chill, babe, that like we fucked. So, yeah.
But on the scale of 1 to like Beth amazing, how good was it?
1 to Beth Mazin, yeah, I would say 1.
Like Beth-tacular, maybe?
Beth-tacular, totally,
okay.
Totally.
Okay,
totally.
I was feeling that you were thinking that. Oh my god, we're so...
Yeah, no.
We're so in sync. We're finishing each other's...
Sushi platters.
No, pizza, because you brought me pizza. Damn.
Oh, they're okay. I'm glad they're going to fight in this episode, but we have to move on. Okay, to Greg and Deanna, who Greg makes it clear he's starting off with 0 compliments. Okay, don't worry. Did you hear how I wasn't complimenting you? That should be a compliment. Oh, I'll listen to you. And no, you don't want me to say nice things, so I will be mum and then just shove all this sexual energy down inside of me.
Oh my god, he's so boring.
Yeah.
They're so boring. You know, you're honeymoon is going terribly when you're talking about how like one of you is a parking guide at church. Like,
yeah,
how
exactly.
many topics did you fucking... pass by to end up there. Like,
well, I mean, that's important when you go to church, I guess, but there's so everything's so measured and diplomatic and like, let's figure out how we would worship together.
Yeah,
that's
like they're
important.
Good
yes.
people.
Oh,
blah
okay.
blah blah. We get
yeah, it's
it.
Just like again, wow, thanks, y'all. But no thank you. Let's move on to Iris and Keith, who are also kind of boring at the beginning. They're just like loving. They love each other. Great. Good. Fantastic.
They don't love each other. They're just like
really?
Chill.
Really?
It's too early. Are you kidding me?
I mean, not love each other, but like loving on each other. You know what I mean? Like they're loving it. I don't mean like hardcore big
capital
L love.
You mean like McDonald's loving it?
Like, you know, I love, I mean? It. Like, no, like, I love it.
Not, I love you, Iris. You know, it's,
I love it.
You know, it's not a big commitment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So basically, boring. And let's go on to Matt and Amber.
Okay, so Matt and Amber, they are, they're something else, you know. This is the first time in the show where Amber starts, or at least they're editing the show to reveal more of her sort of trepidation, her hesitancy around being, you know, fully open with Matt, because she's kind of like, you know, I don't know if I really trust him yet, even though the last five episodes have been like, oh my God, I love him so much. I love him. This is my hot husband. This is my hot husband. You're so big. Can you kiss me? Can you kiss me? Oh my God.
She still did that shit this episode.
No, she did. But they're adding a little more like that. It's balanced more. It's like that. Plus, like, I don't know, though. You know, I got to be careful. I don't really know this dude. But you're sort of like, whoa. Okay. But I get it. You know, we're just, you're going for the ride. And she, so they, you know, there's a moment. Okay. We've been talking about tattoos. And we've been trying to figure out, what is her tattoos? What's going on? What's that text upon the belly?
What's, you know what I mean? Yeah, what's the belly chain made of words say?
So I was really trying to figure out what was going on. I had an opportunity when I was like, I didn't think the resolution is high enough that I can at least make out enough to begin deciphering what it said. And I looked it up and I said, what the fuck does it say? It looks like, don't ever... What the fuck?
And okay,
I forgot the exact phrase. Hold on.
I just want to say before you tell me what it is, that my guess for it was either a song lyric, and then I was like, no, I bet you it's like a Shakespeare quote, like the one that everybody has with like the butterflies or whatever.
Got it.
You know which one I'm talking about?
I mean, I know the vibe.
Hold on. You look up your thing, and I look up my thing.
Well, here, say yours first, because this is about to get fucking stupid.
Okay, this above all, to thine own self be true. And then another really popular one is, and though she be but little, she is fierce.
Oh, yes. This above all, to thine own self be true. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. That was Renaissance Man. With Danny DeVito.
Yeah, he's teaching you about the iambic pentameter.
Yeah. See, I'm like, yo, that movie taught me something.
Right?
That film is educational and also taught me about how the military is the only option for some people. And I was like, whoa. Thank for you. Real? At least that's what my dad said. But anyway, let's look at this whole tattoo up close. I'm trying to pause it. I say, what the fuck is that? What is it? Hold on. What does it say? It says, I say never be complete. I say, stop being perfect. And I'm like, what the fuck? I know that from somewhere. Hold on. What is this from?
Is it from a movie?
Yes. Okay, so, you know, I'm kind of versed in early bro culture. And so that struck me. I'm like, I think I know that voice. I think Brad Pitt is saying
fuck
this
off,
line.
Sophie units what? And string green stripe patterns. I say never be complete. I say stop being perfect.
That's from
Is
Fight Club.
Is this fucking Fight Club?
Yes. That's a Tyler Durden quote. She's got Chuck P.
My fucking God. It's a Chuck Palahniuk quote on her fucking stomach from Fight Club? No! No!
I told you.
No, this is why you didn't want to text me and you wanted to tell me in person. No.
This is ridiculous.
No.
Tyler Durden.
What?
I was like, yo, I love that quote. Fuck Martha Stewart.
Oh, my fucking God.
Oh, shit.
Well,
so,
I mean, it competes with his fucking bad tattoo.
Yeah. It does.
It's real competitive. I want to know what her side tat is, because her side tat looks like shit, too.
She's wild. I kind of fuck with her in a weird way now. It's so absurd. I'm like, what the fuck? It's
yeah. Here's the thing. I also like her. Blowing. I also like her. That's the thing. She's incredibly likable, even though her tats are whack. She is adorable.
I have to know. Like, I would fucking pay. Is she on Cameo? I'll pay her to explain this tattoo.
I'm
serious.
I'll pay for that because you got me that awesome Debbie cameo. I'll get this one.
Oh, no. Debbie did that off the strength, though. where is she at? Amber Bowles. Book, $30.99. I'm doing it.
Fuck, dude. This is amazing. Pay her to have her explain all of her tattoos. That's what the cameo is.
There's no guarantee that I'll get a response, but.
This is an incredible dream.
But I'm going to do it. We're going to start off with this is a $2.99 investment, okay? Just on Cameo, you can send people DMs. I did that. I'll see if she responds. I said, hello, I'm a big fan of yours and was curious if you could explain the story behind your awesome Fight Club quote. Thanks.
What about her side tat?
You know, we gotta build trust. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go hit her with the wild thing. I'm coming in peace, giving a compliment.
You're right.
Wanted to know more. Come on now. And then I'm going to start turning the screws up a little bit. And then I'll be like, look, what's up with the mother tattoos? Is they bad also? Let me know if I can't trust your taste, because I'm redecorating and needed input. But if I can't trust you, I will not ask what size ottoman I should get for in front of a fireplace.
Okay. I am practicing clashing patterns. Help me with Paisley.
Oh, is this belt wallpaper too busy? Is it? For a baby room. Okay. So yeah, they snorkel and it looks really awkward because the water is very shallow. All that to say, we went on that entire Tyler Durden journey to say the snorkeling. I think her snorkel wasn't attached to her goggles or something. She looked like she was having to hold it. It looked very uncomfortable. And
I don't know. Is it because she's tiny and she needed like a tinier situation than she had?
I don't know. I mean, I think. You'd imagine they have like stuff for kids. It's not like she had like the head like the size of like a mini basketball.
Well, I've just never seen anyone hold the thing as they do it.
Yeah.
You need your hands to swim.
Maybe it just wasn't tight. I think it wasn't tight on there. Whatever. You know, I don't need scuba no one Twitter cares. Coming for us again. Okay.
Yeah, I'm tired of fighting with y'all.
We get it.
I just want to say that her bathing suit was whack the first time we saw it with like the little it looked like a little girl's bathing suit with the little ruffle and shit. I was like, get out of here.
Ugh, I don't even remember. I was just so blown away that like I was reading the words of Tyler Durden, my god. Basically scripture. Body. That's scripture. You know what I mean? I don't know if you know what I mean, but like reading those words really actually came, just struck me in my heart as a believer in the Church of Durden. You know, it's like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's like the same one that everybody, Philippians 4:13, that so many of my teachers had.
Amen. Growing up.
Yeah. Shout out Mr. Mormon. Okay. So let's take a quick break really quick and we'll come back and talk about some bro mini golf.
420 day fiance. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. So after the couples sort of, we get updates, they sort of break off into groups. The ladies get together and talk. And I don't know. It's somewhat uneventful, aside from that thing where Deanna was saying, I don't like compliments. But Iris is like, oh, just take it in. And Deanna's like, well, Iris just wants everything to be about her. So, of course, she would like that. It's like, oh, okay. Shit. Sorry, didn't know about that. Okay, we did not know.
Finish her.
There it is.
I like it when they make them all hang out, but sometimes I just feel like there would be a lot more trash talking if they let them break into smaller groups or something.
Mm-hmm.
So just like, I don't know. It's rare that you get like a juicy bit like you get with like Matt when he's with the bros and he's like, yeah, I'm thinking of going to Europe again for like 7 to 10 months. And I'm mm-hmm. telling you guys before I tell Amber.
Oh, okay. You haven't told her you're going to leave the country for that long or that's possible? This is the first time you're telling anyone? She doesn't know that?
Yeah, I just thought it might be good to tell you bros because in a way I'm married to you guys first.
No, you should. Well, no, not at all, actually, right? In any way. No, no. And dude, we've been telling you this. That you keep saying this and it's kind of getting weird now. We're not you. That's
guys, we're,
your wife.
We're best friends, you guys. So, like, I run everything by you first, right, you guys?
Well, no.
Like, when I
okay.
got my fake glasses, I told you guys first.
You didn't. We didn't know each other. That's what we're saying, dude. Like,
oh,
we didn't know
bad.
You then. And you keep, yeah.
My bad.
All right. You know what? Just hit the ball in the whale's mouth, please.
My I'm bad. Sleeping. Fist pound.
Yeah, but don't kiss your hand or first. It's weird when you.
I just did it.
All
fist
right.
pound. Oh, yeah. We pound. All right,
fine.
We pound and kisses, bruh.
Yeah, all right. Kiss pound. Kiss pound then. All right. You know what, dude? It's regular kiss. Let's just kiss, baby. Come on now. Bring that giraffe neck down here, baby.
Thank you. I'm so glad you brought it up because I was
thank
just
you,
too
bro.
Embarrassed. But now we spoon.
That's him reaching down to the sound his neck makes. So anyway, let's move on to, I guess, Jamie and Beth again, where they have, we start seeing the table being set for a little bit of the turbulence, the choppy water, so to speak, ahead of them in this episode.
I'm just like not a boat person. So like,
okay.
I'm going to have to go on a boat. And I just want to say right now, me and boats do not get along.
Boats?
So if you don't know about boats... Like, I'm not a Mrs. Whee! Boat, okay? Maybe a yacht, but I am Elizabeth, not a boat, okay?
Yeah.
So please do not put me on a boat. You know that mm-mm. song that
which
the
one?
Lonely Island guys sang about being on a boat?
Mm-hmm.
Someone plays that song, I throw it in the ocean.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right. Jesus. All right, fine.
I don't like boats.
I get it. I get
okay?
it.
Okay. I don't like being uncomfortable. I don't like being on a boat. I don't like being
all
wet.
All right.
I don't
said.
Like being salty. If you're going to make me play volleyball again, I swear to God. Is there volleyball on the boat?
Oh, God. Help me, please. Don't make me take her life.
You said you loved me last night.
I did when I'm having sex and you're not facing me and I can pretend you're Jessica Rabbit, okay?
Rude.
That's the deal. Sorry
like
I had to
sexy.
Say that.
Kind of sexy. I'll dress up like Jessica Rabbit tonight.
That's why I had that red sequins dress. But anyway.
All right. So let's go to the boat.
Yeah.
Boat extravaganza.
So the catamaran, they, you know, Amber, she's also not doing that great on the boat. She's also gets a little seasick. And, you know, it's funny when they're like going, you know, they're.
But she's a precious little trooper.
Yeah, she is totally. And like Matt's like, hey, girl, please don't throw up in my mouth, ma. You know what I mean? Like, so if I kiss you, like, please don't do that. She's like, please, I'm not going to throw up in your mouth. He's like, oh, okay. Thank you. And
but then she's like in her like little like talking head. She's like so sad. She's like, I just
yeah.
don't want Matt to think I'm a baby. I'm
yeah.
like,
and then
you're
yeah.
legitimately feeling sick. You shouldn't worry about his ass right now.
Yeah. And then she's also saying like, you know, despite the like physical discomfort, like I'm really enjoying the view and there's no other way to see it. It's like, wow, look at you trying to see the bright side. Tyler Durden. God
she's
damn.
Truly
who
the
are you, Amber?
Of me.
Are you Tyler Durden? Is that your Tyler Durden?
No, I'm like Beth. Like, I'm just like, I'm so seasick and miserable. Why are we doing this? But I also would have taken Dramamine and done the little like wrist things.
Yeah. Do those work, the wrist things?
Not for me, but I feel better when I'm like doing all of the things possible, you know?
It's weird. I feel like I, on the times I've been on a bigger boat, and I get less seasick than like on a smaller, because it's choppier, I guess.
Well, that's how it's supposed to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I feel motion the entire time on any fucking boat. On a cruise ship, I get seasick.
Hmm.
Huh. Yeah. My grandpa is like so embarrassed. I mean, he's dead now, but before.
Right.
Because he's like such a sailor. He's like, I spent decades on the sea for you to be like, this cruise ship makes me sick.
This big stable boat is really bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Amber is a trooper, but. Yes, like you say, Elizabeth, she's the fucking opposite. Like, what the fuck is this? I can't handle it. And then they finally get to the fucking island, thank the Lord. And it's boner alert, boner alert. Greg is so horny, and you have not had sex, and he cannot give compliments, that he must now retreat to waist high waters. To hide his boner.
I literally wrote Greg's in Boner Town from her One Piece question mark.
Hey, you know what? Don't matter.
He is horny on Main, on Side, on Avenue, on Alley. Like, he is horny.
He ain't Exile on Main Street. He's horny on Main Street. Horny.
Multiple I mean, I like at the it. End of that horny.
There's something about that made me feel like a teenager again.
I also wrote, you know, aw, which is weird about someone's boner. I was like, oh, you got a boner from her One Piece swimsuit. Aw.
That's so sweet. You're just locked and loaded. Guys, all the time. Wow.
Look at Greg's boner. Aw. Hey, everyone, guys. Gather around. Look at his chub. You guys.
Guys, ask Greg to stand up straight and stick his pelvis out and not stick his butt out.
Guys, look at him. You guys like salami? Come over here, you guys.
It's a boner.
You guys. B-O-N-E-R. What does he have? A boner. Come on, everyone. I'm cheering in the water for Greg's boner.
He was kind of having a funny time about it, too. He's like, hey, you know, I was thinking about everything else, you know? I mean, you know, that's, yeah, I get it.
How much he hates the water, but he was like, I gotta take to the sea to hide this boner.
Hey, sometimes, yeah, so I could look at my wife and have a boner in peace and not have people be like, oh my God, Greg, why? Please. Just sit in the sand or something. Just, God. But Keith and Iris, they go like adventuring on the island. And you see a monkey's nut sack.
Oh my God, it was so big. Why'd they do that?
Why'd they do that?
Is that monkey? How does it work? What?
It's just a big ass scrotum. It's a big ass monkey scrotum.
What decides how big their scrotums are? Does that little guy need to jerk off? What is going on there?
Big bald monkey in the fucking tree. This thing, for people who didn't watch this episode and think we're just saying some wildly problematic shit, there was a shot of like a monkey in a tree, and it was an undershot where the camera person was underneath a branch.
At first, I thought them shits were coconuts. I was like, oh, they're in a coconut tree. And then
I was like, was it spider's eggs?
It was wild.
It was a gratuitous scrotum shot of a monkey scrotum.
No one needed that.
It was just confusing. Wait, you know, that BRB, was also some Fight Club shit.
I gotta go touch myself and think about the monkey's balls.
That was some Fight Club shit, truly. You know, where they spliced in the porno in the movie. In this one, they hit us with the little monkey scrote. You're like, whoa, what? Huh? Come on. That was weird. Why? They made a choice. You know what I mean? The editor was like, okay, I need some kind of transitional B-roll. How about this shot of the fucking ball sack?
And they do so little.
It was
little,
hanging.
They do so little like local color establishing shots ever. So the fact that they were like, okay, we're just going to do these stupid green trees. And then, oh, let's just do a lot of that scrotum.
Give me an aerial. Give me rack focus on like a tree branch or something with like some nice foliage. Don't hit me with the ball sack.
I agree.
It's just so weird. It's just so weird.
It was visual.
Whatever. I'm not trying to.
Visual teabagging.
I'm not trying to shame that animal.
He didn't know he was being filmed.
Whatever. But, you know, at the same time, that's just a weird choice, editor. I would also, on top of wanting to know the explanation behind the Tyler Durden tattoo from Amber herself, which I have paid $2.99 to ascertain and determine what exactly has happened here. We also need to know the editor of this episode. What were you? What? Why? What happened? Was that a joke? Because if it is, then haha. But like, really though? Really? Kids are watching this show. I'm watching this with my kids, and I have to explain to them what a scrotum is or what genitals are, and
aren't
have them
your
learn
kids
about their bodies
in your scrotum.
Yeah. But I still have these hypothetical children I use for my outrage posts on Yelp and things like that.
That's right. I remember
where I play a very close-minded father who is very not sex positive and very close-minded. And
yeah, your daughters are twins. They're named Chastity and Faith.
Exactly.
And you hide them from the world.
They've never seen video before of any kind. They only know the printed word and images, still images. I think showing them videos will corrupt their brains.
Of course it will, and make them blow up.
Yeah, exactly. And then they'll be on TikTok and doing stuff. That's why I need to look at them to get in the way of those things for them. And for people at home, I don't have children at all. So please stop calling CPS.
Stop writing him those fucking letters, okay?
All right. Let's see. The other thing is Keith lost his wedding ring on the beach momentarily.
I think it's
what happened there.
He was so shocked by the English accent that Iris was doing when she found that like horse shit or whatever, that he was like, oh, I got to try to get out of this. He just shook his hand until the ring fell off. She was so mad. It always happens. And it's like, it's an accident. Just fucking chill. This is why you don't buy fucking crazy ass expensive rings, because shit happens.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. You got to know that. But the other thing is, why wasn't his ring like properly sized? I feel like if you're going on a show like this, at some point, if you're being selected, you're going to have your like actual ring sized. Or maybe he just told them something that was too big rather than actually getting fitted, because you'd think that it would fit. You know, at the very least, you wouldn't
maybe
be walking around with a loose ass.
When he had a swollen finger and now his finger is not swollen and it's
fine.
All fucked. Okay. So
what else? The ride back.
Mm-hmm. Now
it's a beautiful sunset.
It's a beautiful sunset to hear your wife scream fuck you at you.
Fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
Oh God. She couldn't be more me if she tried.
I know.
I feel so terrible.
It really is something like
pukey, I totally would say some shit like that.
So yeah, the ride back is choppy and she's just getting iller and iller. And it's funny, while like Beth is like doubled over being like, oh my God, I can't handle it. Fucking Deanna and Greg, normally snooze, Rip Van Winkle, Boar Fest, couple of the year, or something like X Games level loving it. They're like, Deanna's like, oh yeah, we're fucking going now. And like Greg is just like stoic, but like just kind of vibing to it while everyone else is like, oh God, wow, this is intense. It was interesting to just watch the whole spectrum of responses, because when Beth is just doubled over and Jamie, you know, he fucks up the second he says, hey man, like stop being dramatic.
Jamie does not know how to say the number one thing that you shouldn't say. Like the last episode, it was, what am I, a mind reader?
Yeah.
It's like, nope. And then this time,
you're being
fucking dramatic. That'll get you a fuck you real quick.
Yeah, you don't need to do that. Don't be, you know, there's other ways to handle it. Or just don't say anything. You know what I mean? Put that in your pocket and then do it later. But in that state, you're going to get fuck you.
Yeah,
Which I was like, yeah.
That was the least surprising thing.
He was so shocked, you know, like, because that was like the first fuck you, which is always a, that's always a big moment as a couple, you know, when like you really go there. And she really, he really felt that. He was kind of like, he, if it looked like he got smacked in his face when she said, he was like, oh, he was almost like, don't say that. Like he felt, yo, he was so broken up by that. It was so funny to see because I get that. You know what I mean? It's shocking when you go there for the first time. And then it's like fucking, you know, then it happens all the time and you don't even remember the first time it ever happened. Like I couldn't tell you the first time Her Majesty and I exchanged fuck yous.
Oh, I can't remember. I'm sure it happened real quick with me, Max.
Yeah.
It also like, just has really different like vibes because it depends on how you grew up. Like
my yeah, mom like fuck you doesn't mean
screamed
anything.
At me all the time.
Right.
So, you know, I go from 0 to 100 real quick because I wasn't taught well. And Max's parents didn't really do that kind of shit. So he like doesn't understand that. So right. when I just yeah. go off, he's like, okay, this is crazy. Yeah. I don't know what's happening.
So let's sit down and then why don't you write down your needs right now? And then let me look at that.
He just kind of
that's
is
how
like,
I mediate
things. He just gets quiet, and then I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, I'm the same way sometimes because, you know, you try and handle things diplomatically, and then you go to close, you know, shut down resentment mode, and you're like, I don't exactly. like talking like this, so I'm not going to participate.
And then
peace.
I'm sitting there being like, what? So you don't have
yourself.
Anything to say? What,
I mean,
I'm
I don't
just
have
talking to the wall here.
No, I just don't have anything to say to you that's going to be constructive right now. I don't know why you.
Oh, that's
on
weird because
fighting.
Clearly I'm saying constructive stuff, so you okay. can't like muster a response.
Oh
wow!
Just,
so you really don't care about
okay,
this relationship?
Okay,
all right,
just take
cool.
a second. Just take
that's
a second. Cool. Just take a hey, take a second, please.
The
please.
Fuck did you say to me just now?
Oh fuck!
Did you just tell me to take a second? Why don't you take forever?
Oh man, I think people are
gonna
like have to skip
face.
Forward. They're like, yo, no, I can't listen to this.
It's triggering because it's too real.
Three real, yeah, that was three real for me. So yeah, after all that, go fuck yourself. What he said some weird thing to her. He's like, can we get like our marriage annulled, like with your dad?
Yeah,
or something?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
Were, is that what
I
he said?
I don't know. He was like, can I return you to your dad? I don't know what the shit that was, oh. but it wasn't cool.
My man. You know, they're you know, that's gas and matches right there. They're mm-hmm. they're going to find out pretty quick. And he's slowly finding out. So when they get back, like, I guess they just split up and did their own thing. Like, she just went to the room and he was kind of like, oh, fuck that. Like, I can't believe she said, go fuck yourself to me. Fucked up.
I just like that in between her being super pissed and whatever, like sick on the boat, she was laying in a hammock with him in the island being like, I'm just so glad you pushed me to do things that like I normally wouldn't do. You know, it's like that's what yeah. I asked for in a husband. And he's like, oh, OK, I guess this is good. But you could tell when she was saying all that shit in the hammock, all he was doing was looking at her titties. He was like, I guess it's worth it. I'm just going to keep looking at yeah. you guys. It's just the three of us as far as I'm concerned.
I wish you guys had mouths and we could talk about stuff.
You guys don't,
rather than
do
Beth,
you? Nod.
Do you?
Blink once for yes.
Hold on, Beth. Shut up, Beth. Shut up. Hold on. Shut up. Nah. All right. Never mind. What are you talking about? Nothing. Anyway. Can I return you to your dad? Just take the boobs. I don't know what's going on with them. Okay, let's talk about Deanna and Greg before we go to our last break. But they again have a really adult fucking conversation about their healthy financial skills. Do you own a house? Oh, I built a house recently.
We're both homeowners though. This is so crazy.
I own a townhome. Oh, wow, great. I like that we are both fiscally responsible and, you know, that we're both homeowners. I think
just
that's really great.
Just put your 401k inside yeah. my fucking Roth IRA or whatever the
right.
fuck.
Ugh, what is that anyway? Is that a gang?
I'll
the Roth IRA?
I will never find out what those two things are.
Who is that? Who is that and why does that sound like an insult to me? Am I financially illiterate like most of my generation?
Hell
tune in
fucking
and,
yes.
Tune in 20 years to find out. So, yeah, let's talk about the other thing with them. His house, right? Because she's talking about moving in. And I don't know if I'm going to, it's like a thing where she's ready to sell her townhouse because yeah, it's
she's
not
like
good
not
memories.
That into it. And then he has a 4-bedroom house and she's like, damn, yeah. 4 bedrooms. And he's like, I was waiting for you, Ma.
Yeah, but I was thinking like, his place is Dude City, though. So it'll be interesting when she goes over there. Because didn't he have all bean bags and shit?
Yeah, dude. He has his like praying room with like bean bags that have ottoman bean bags.
Was his living room.
I think that's his like special praying room.
Oh, like the spiritual zone? Damn, that would be sick to have one of those. I had a friend who had something like that when like they were very successful, like young, and they had like a spare bedroom that was just like truly a place to smoke weed, but like so vibey. And they were like, yeah, this is just like, I don't know. We wanted to have a like just an area to just smoke, but like really relax when we smoke. You know, it's like really important. I was like, y'all are fucking stupid, but I love it. I love the attention to vibiness.
That's the fun kind of rich.
Yeah.
Let's design the perfect pot room, man. Yeah.
Shout out to them. So yeah, Greg also had an ex-fiance. Uh-huh. Whoops. Let me slip that in there casually.
Yeah, it's weird that like she didn't know that and that he had not mentioned that in his application or something. Because I think
he did.
But I would think that she would. Oh, I guess. Yeah, because they don't see each other's stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like when.
I mean, he could have kept it hidden.
But it's also like, when would he have brought it up? This is truly like the first time.
Yeah, it's the fifth day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're fine. So you're fine.
It was chill.
They're still fine. Nothing shady going on here. Only healthiness and probably happiness. So fucking.
Good for you.
Fall asleep. Good. All right. Let's take a fucking break. Forget about these healthy couples. Be right back.
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. And turns out this episode kind of, you know, a little bit more about Matt and Amber. What's going on there? One big detail to sort of parse through to examine with them. Because they have a dinner too, like I guess on their last night. And Matt finally brings up the thing about, you know, what if I go play ball overseas? You know, like what if my agent says, hey, like you're mobile.
What if my telecommunications business doesn't take off?
It's actually mobile detailing. So
yeah, okay.
Actually, that's what we do. So
my bad. I'm not sure what I do exactly.
I know. That's okay. All right. Let's keep talking to her.
Okay.
Real quick. Yeah, so what if my agent is like, what if I go play ball? Like, what if I have an opportunity to go like far overseas to play ball? Like, what would you think? And she's like, that's a deal breaker for me. Because plus like I make $80,000 a year, so we're Gucci. We can fam it up on my income and you don't have to worry about nothing.
She's like, I'm totally chill supporting your business as you get started. I know it takes a while because like my income is good enough that we can do that. So you don't have to worry about leaving for Europe. And he low-key is like, oh, I can't leave this marriage for 7 to 10
Yeah, right.
Time.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
That's not what I had hoped for.
Exactly.
I thought she said I was sexy. Am I not sexy enough to leave forever?
For a little bit as a treat?
Possibly.
For 7 months? All right, fine. But yeah, he looked shook daddy when she said that. Like his plan was falling apart. Like A, that he's like not, I'm not the man because you have the money. And also, wait, that was kind of my exit strategy in this whole thing. So a part of me was like, I think we both, you know, been suspicious of Matt. He's has a
We've
weird
We've been collecting
thing about
his red flags. His
oh, yeah, I've been
not
picking
being
him up
at the wedding. Yeah. And then
yeah.
The fact that he didn't introduce himself to her family at the wedding, like the way that, like, you know, other people just came up and were like, oh, are you the mom? Blah, 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 blah. He was just being fucking weird and like aloof.
Yeah.
And it's just been all one thing after another where we're like, this dude's not serious.
So when like the episode goes on, they kind of cut back to Amber And she's like in like kind of a self-taped confessional sort of thing, saying like, you know, on the way back from dinner, Matt, like we were talking and he kind of was basically felt some type of way and said I had humiliated him.
Yeah, financially.
Yeah, by saying I would support him. And then like we cut back and like it's their room and they're so, it's just so awkward on opposite sides of the bed.
And
like
she's
kind of being,
clearly been
anything.
Crying and is sort of still crying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%.
And he's like curled up on a corner of a bed and he's like, I don't know. Is this what feelings look like?
I'm not sure like what I actually may have said to make her feel like what she's doing right now. But it's very confusing to me because I don't think I really did anything wrong. So, you know, I guess I'll just wait to see like what she says. And yeah, they, you know, they try and work it out. And he basically was kind of saying that he felt that he was being seen as like begging for her money. He was like, I don't know why you think that because I wasn't begging for your money or nothing like that. Just because I said stay in your lane earlier at dinner. Why are you mad? It's a weird, I don't know what the fuck is going on with
it. I don't know in what world when like if my partner offered to support me when I start my new business that I would change that to me being financially humiliated by my partner.
Yeah.
That no. is just, there's something super wrong with the way you're receiving what she's fucking putting down. All she's trying to do is be a fucking partner.
100%. Trying to be a partner and being just supportive, like in a fantastic way, being like, I don't expect you to be super successful. And I want to, if you believe in it, I want to support that. And if you need help financially, like, fortunately, I'm in a position to do that. So we can do that. That's great news for anybody who isn't so like, you know, gender normative about like who does what. I'm the man and I'm going to go play, you know, third rate basketball in Romania. And then I will come back and wear even cooler fake glasses and know a couple new words. Like that's not what it has to be. And I know personally, I remember the first time I dated somebody who was fucking doing well. I couldn't believe, I thought I won the motherfucking lotto. I was like, yes, yes, take me away. Support the fuck out of me. I love this shit. And, you know, it wasn't really the healthiest relationship, not because it was all built on money, but just in general, it didn't last that long. But like, I never had that shock because I know other people do in those situations being like, oh man, like, I don't know. Like I don't like when they spend all their money or like, or they go broke trying to outspend them. It's just weird sometimes, you know, just like, what the, just accept it. It's just money. Gives a fuck.
I mean, I felt like I never dated anybody who was rich. And like when Max and I got together, he was living with his parents. And then he like, after a long while, built his career and stuff and became successful. And even then, it was just like weird for me to feel like I wasn't putting in exactly 50%. And then it was like, just came to be when I like saw one of his checks and it was like, oh, this isn't even like your main check. This is one of your checks. Like now it just seems really stupid for me not to accept the like,
you're like, yeah, that's a different pace.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's not for the year. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, no, right. I don't need to hang on to.
Yeah. Well,
it's a
you know,
team. God, you're on a team.
Amber,
you know?
Amber, holler at me. I have a mobile detailing business. Honestly, I just want to know what's up with the tattoo, Amber.
And
come
Amber,
on the show.
We support you. You're a fucking queen. That dude sucks.
She responded.
What did she say?
Hi. I read the book in college and fell in love with the movie right after. The quote is from a scene that I feel is a huge changing moment for the narrator. He has an epiphany where he truly changes.
Whoa.
Wow. Wow.
Can you tell her we support her and that Matt is trash?
Thank you so much for responding. I'm discussing your season on my podcast. This sounds so stupid. Actually, I don't want to tell her because we were kind of taking shots at her.
Yeah, don't talk about that. She don't need to know that.
She'd be like, yo, yo. She's like, what the fuck?
My tattoos are whack? What?
Thank you so much for responding. I couldn't agree more.
Why are you saying that? You don't need to fucking blow Fight Club for her.
I think I'm just going to fuck with her. I'm sorry. I'm fucked up. I'm a troll at the end of the day. I said.
She's a really sweet person. Be nice.
I said, I am. I just said, thank you for responding. I couldn't agree more. It's really a moment of evolution towards liberation.
Shut the fuck up. You don't need to be a liar. Just tell her we like her and Matt sucks.
I do, but I'm fucking, if that was my homegirl, I would say that to her. If that was you, I would say that to you. Amber, if you're listening to this, I say this because I fuck with you. I would never, we fuck with you. That's the official stance of this show. You're respected. Even though you, Sophia, said her tattoos were trash, Amber. I don't know if you heard earlier in the episode, she said your other tattoos on your side are trash probably. So I don't know what you want to do about that. You can find her at the Sophia, S-O-F-I-Y-A, and have that out. Because, girl, I've been on your side since the beginning, and I don't want you to know about this show now. You know, I'm regretting everything. This is what happens. I'm a coward. Leave me alone. Mm-mm-mm. Okay. So that's that. Yeah, see, that's you choking on that smoke. Amber about to hit you with it. She's about to fucking text you saying, I'm outside, bitch.
I can't take her either because she's like one of those like perfectly in shape, tiny little athlete girls. She'd probably punch a hole through my like middle.
Punch a hole through my
middle. Through my middle. I'm picturing. She's just like,
yeah. Thank you, fight expert. And as you can see, whoa, Amber Bowles just punches a hole right through her middle. Sophia is down. Right through her middle.
She's so little. And I'm like, I got 7 inches on her. She's probably punching me in my belly area.
All right. Well, thank you for listening in. We're going to mosey on out of here. You can find the show on Twitter and Instagram at 420dayfiance and even on twitch.tv /420dayfiance. I have a feeling that might get a little more active soon. And I'm not just teasing some shit. I'm sneezing some shit. Achoo! It's a very subtle hint because I don't know what the fuck we're going to do with all this content coming out.
On the mic and the beat got sicker.
There's too much shit coming out. There's too much of this. But my worry is the streaming stuff for the 90-day stuff going to be super fun? Or are we going to get all angry because they're just like, you know, trying to, they keep stepping on the coke. You know what I mean? Don't hit the same. You know what I mean? The purity down. Nah, this ain't it.
We definitely gotta check it out and see if any of it is worth it.
Yeah.
People depend on us to be their trash guides.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, and we gladly take that responsibility. So, yeah, find us there. 420 Day Fiance is a production of iHeartRadio. So for more podcasts, get the iHeartRadio app or, you know, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. But go to Apple. Leave us a review. Holler at us. 5-star it or 1-star it if that's how you feel. But explain yourself. And then fight me in the parking lot, coward. Anyway, so you can find me, Sophia Alexandra, at the Sophia, S-O-F-I-Y-A, on Twitter and Instagram. And also my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown, with Courtney Kosak. And I got a comedy album, Father's Day. Get that where you get your comma day.
And you can find me, Miles Gray, at Miles of Gray, that's Gray with an A, on Twitter and Instagram. And you can check out my other podcast with Jack O'Brien called The Daily Zeitgeist every day.
All right. Well, with that, we'll see y'all soon, because I think we're going to see some more 90-day people coming up on the horizon in this new season, and I'm looking very forward to it. So until then, take care. Bye. Meow. 20 Day Fiancé. Yeah.